Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council. And you're listening to Magnificent Monday. And what a magnificent day it is. As a matter of fact, every single day is magnificent. Why? Because you're in it. You wake up, you get excited about life, you get excited about where you're headed. And if you're not excited, yeah, you might want to make a shift in the things that you're doing and how you're thinking and where you truly want to go and where you want to be. Our topic for today is how to guarantee your achievement. Wouldn't it be great if you could guarantee that you will achieve every single goal that you set? Well, you can. And if you say, well, no, you can't. There's some goals that I set that I didn't achieve. Well, you know what? There's always a catch to everything in life if you think about it. And so we're going to talk about how to guarantee your achievement. How can you guarantee that these goals that you set, that you're going to get them done? And it's all about your reflections of success. And so we're going to jump into that in just a moment. But before we get to that, we've got to do a power affirmation for the week. I said it right this time. So we're going to do our power affirmation for the week, and then we're going to get right into how to guarantee your achievement. Here's our power affirmation. My vibrations draws to me the things I am focused on. Therefore, I am focused on only the highest and best. My vibrations draws to me the things I am focused on. Therefore, I am focused only on the highest and best. One more time. My vibrations draws to me the thing I am focused on. Therefore, I am focused only on the highest and best. And that might seem like a simple affirmation. And you said, well, duh, of course we're going to focus on the highest and best. But you'll be surprised how many people focus on less than the highest and best because they've been taught that they're not supposed to have it, that they can't have it, and that it's for the other person, but it's not for them, and that the other person is just lucky. It's all about luck. First of all, there's no such thing as luck. And if you do your homework and find out the root word of luck, you will recognize the deception in that word. So there's no such thing as luck. And I think, I don't know who originally said this, but they give Oprah Winfrey the credit for this. That what is it when luck is when opportunity and preparation meet. And so I don't think she was the first person to say that, because before I even knew who she was or that she existed, I heard that quote several years before she came onto the scene. So you guys can do your homework and check out, you know, who gets the credit for that. So let's get on with our show. We're going to talk about how to guarantee your achievement. When it comes to guaranteeing your achievement, now here's a simple answer or a simple concept to consider, is that whatever it is you're getting, it is a reflection of what you're putting out. The law of reciprocity is in full effect. And for those of you who have no idea what the law of reciprocity is, well, the law of reciprocity is a universal law which says that whatever is sent out into this vast universe, into your environment, wherever you are, whatever you put out is what you're going to get back. It's what's going to come back to you. And so however your energy is, or whatever you're vibrating, whatever you're resonating through your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions, well, that's going to manifest some type of outcome in your physical world. So if you want to guarantee your achievement, then in a nutshell, you want to look at some of the areas of your life where you perhaps need to change how you think about things and change how you feel about situations, and of course, act in a different way, act differently, take different actions, that will put you on track to achieving those goals. So if you really want to have this achievement, then, and guarantee that achievement, then you want to pay attention to those things and understand the power of the law of reciprocity. This is a universal law that is in effect at all times. And I've shared on this show before, and I'll say it again, we really cannot break these laws, or we can't bend them. In other words, they're just unbreakable. Now, you cannot follow that law, but no matter what, or think you're not following it, but no matter what you do, that law stays constant. In other words, when it comes to the law of reciprocity, you can say, well, that law is not going to affect my life because I'm not going to allow it, and I'm going to do whatever it is I want. Well, whatever it is you choose to do, you're still putting out some type of vibration through your emotions, your thoughts, and your actions. And as a result, you're going to get an outcome. You're going to get some type of return. So you can't get around these laws, over, under, through, whatever. They just are. And when you understand how they work, now you're better able to put restrictions on certain parts of your life, you know, things that you're doing that might be counterproductive to the goals that you said that you want to achieve, whatever that goal is. You know, I'm not here to judge your goal or tell you, well, it's too big or too small or whatever. That's not my thing. My point is, whatever you have decided that you want to achieve, understand that there must be some corresponding action with that, that allows you to vibrate on that level. This is kind of the meaning of the saying, when someone says, act as if, or when someone says, you have to become the thing that you want to be. Yeah, and people think, wow, so if I want to be a Ferrari, I have to become a car. No, if you want a Ferrari, you know it requires a certain amount of money to purchase it. So you have to become wealth-minded. You have to become of a wealth mindset. So you have to walk like a person who knows where they're going, and walk like a person who knows what they want. And you have to take actions that correspond to that of a wealthy person. So, because at that point, the law of reciprocity is going to kick in, and then it's going to bring you back, well, that Ferrari. So the point is, since we're in the month of April, and of course, we're talking about how do you strengthen your resolve, this is a very powerful show, because when you understand how to allow the law of reciprocity to come into play in your life, when you understand that, then one of the things that will happen is you will strengthen your resolve to achieve, because there'll be zero doubt in your mind that you could actually achieve. So you're going to step out there, you're going to make some great things happen, and you're going to be super excited about life. Right? And you're going to boost your confidence. So this is all about paying attention to the seeds that you're planting. That's right. I had to go there. This is April, you know, kind of the time when you plant some seeds, and the showers bring some Mayflowers, or, and it brings you some kind of return. But think of your, and it gives you kind of a visual. Think of your life in terms of what kind of seeds are you really planting on a daily basis, and what kind of seeds have you already planted that perhaps you need to dig up? What kind of seeds have you planted that you need to nurture through water, you know, watering them? In other words, watering would be your action, the sunshine. Of course, I equate that to not just acting, but I equate that to putting out a kind of energy that will allow whatever it is you've planted, allow it to grow. And so it would, if you have to put out the energy of kindness and love and gentleness, these things will cause your whatever it is you planted, that goal will to grow. And that's why it's important that we don't get involved in certain things. So pay attention to the seeds that you plant. You know how it works. You plant an orange seed, you get oranges. Apple seed, you get apples. Money seed, you get money back. But every single seed that you plant requires that you do some work, requires more on your part. I think sometimes when people say, well, you know, I gave and I didn't get anything back, so I don't believe that. Well, you have to look at what you did after you gave. See, whatever it is you gave, if it's a money seed, then you're going to get money back, but money has to come through you, which means it comes through your efforts. So you want to pay attention to the seeds that you're planting. And after you plant those seeds, then you want to start to pay attention to, depending on the type of seed, actually all of the seeds, pay attention to your daily movements. Okay. In other words, what's your work ethic like? So when it comes to achieving a goal, it's going to require that you take action that corresponds to the level of the goal. In other words, the level of achievement or the level of action has to be such that you put out enough vibrations that will bring you back what you want. So I'll give you an example, because you're thinking, so do I have to be this high energy, super excited, happy person? Well, it doesn't hurt. But I know some people that are very quiet, that are very reserved, but they're very wealthy. Rephrase. Well, actually, they're wealthy. I was going to say very rich when I rephrase. But no, they are wealthy. They have the money. They have the family. And do they have challenges like the rest of us? Absolutely. But they control their energy so that it goes in a certain direction. So you want to record perhaps your daily work ethic. You want to pay attention to what are you putting out there, and the best way for you to know exactly what you're putting out there is to record it, is to write it down. And so this is the part where having a journal, and you guys know I'm a big advocate for having a journal, for journaling. It's a big deal. So you want to record your daily work ethic. The other thing is, when it comes to your work ethic, before you even start acting on this amazing goal, you have a routine, a morning routine. You have a routine at night. So you want to pay attention to those things. And honestly speaking, I'm kind of like, in a sense, preaching to myself, if you will, because at night, I just want to relax. I want to watch my favorite shows. And that's about it. But I realized that, guess what? My routine at night requires more of me. It requires that I prepare for the next day. It requires that I put some things in order so that I can have the things that I want. It requires that I release a lot of things that are on my mind by writing them down, not necessarily journaling, but my things to do list for the next day, and jotting down a few notes that keep popping into my head as far as the things that I'm going to work on the next day, so that I don't lay awake at night saying, okay, and then I can do this and I can do that. No, it requires that I really just kind of clear my mind. It also requires that I say a prayer to kind of strengthen me and calm me down for the day at the end of the day. So there's a lot of things that go into a routine at night. And you get to decide what you want your nightly routine to be. And I just kind of gave you a little glimpse into mine. And then, yeah, do I watch my favorite shows? Yeah, I do. I don't watch as much as I used to, but I still kind of go back and play catch up, in the sense that, you know, before I kind of really shut everything down, I kind of watch one of my favorite shows on demand, and then I go into the nightly routine. So you want to record your routine, because here's the thing. When it comes to being able to achieve, your self-esteem has to be intact. So when it comes to your self-esteem, examining your environment and your friends is going to come into play, or at least you may want it to come into play, because that's a part of your routine, is reflecting, you know, back over your day. And then you can see whether you're reflecting success. Because understand this, think about this. It's like going to the water, you look in the pond, or you look in the little kind of shallow pond, and sometimes you can see your reflection. Or if you look in the mirror, you can definitely see your reflection. So the point is, whatever's coming from you, that's all you can get back. When you look in the mirror, no matter how thin you want to be, no matter how, athletic you want to look, or how healthy you want to look, or how healthy you want to be, or how wealthy you want to be. And, you know, whatever you see in that mirror is, that's it. That's it. So it's important that you reflect success, and you reflect success by your behavior, by the actions, by the thoughts, by what you feel, the emotions. In other words, to look in that mirror and to say, wow, ugh, look at that. Who's that? Okay. No, what you're doing is now you've attached some emotions to where you're headed in your life. Take that off. Look in the mirror and say, wow, I'm awesome. You know, I am achieving more and more every single day. It's so awesome. You are, wow, your wealth is astounding. It's, and you deserve every bit of it. You deserve that wealthy life. So you want to look in the mirror and do it until you believe it, because this is about reflecting success, and you can only reflect success with your, what did I say? Thoughts, emotions, actions. So if you want to reflect success, then start dealing with your thoughts. Look in that mirror and get the right reflection going. All right. So now we talked about the fact that you want to perhaps record your daily work ethic. You want to record your routine, your daily, your morning routine and your night routine. But here's one more as we start to wrap up for today. You want to kind of reflect on the people in your life, your circle. And when you, and I mentioned that when I talked about reflecting on your routine. See, part of your routine includes the people that you hang with, the people, the first person that you contact in the morning or you come in contact with. So that's a part of your routine, how you interact with that person. That's the routine. You know, do you wake up and go, oh, morning, you know, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Okay. Cause some people are not morning people, but you have to get up early. I'm not a morning person, but I don't wake up that way. When I wake up, I'm up, you know, I get up and, you know, I'm good morning, you know? So, if I need to say, good morning, I'm like chipper. Okay. Was it always like that? No, it was not. So the point is that that's a part of your routine. But let's go back. Reflect on how you interact with people. You want to pay attention to that, because that will really give you a lot of insight into how you feel about yourself and what you think about people and what you think about the plans and the goals that you've set. In other words, what are you saying to them? Are you a whiner? Are you complaining? Is everything wrong in life? I mean, so what are you really saying about your life when you open your mouth? What are you saying about you and how you feel about you when you open your mouth? What are you saying about them when they're not around? That's going to tell you also a lot about how you feel about you. What you think of you, how you feel about achieving your goals, your ability to achieve, how confident you really are. Because one thing I've found is that people who are really confident, they don't spend a lot of time finding fault with other people. They don't spend a lot of time trying to elevate themselves above other people. So when you think about that, then you can say, wow, do I spend a lot of time gossiping? Do I spend a lot of time, judging other people? He shouldn't do this. He shouldn't do that. Well, you know, you're being judged also. So the thing is, you want to keep all of these things in mind. So what are you saying to them when you're with your friends? What are you saying about them when they're not around? And the other thing is, what kind of feedback are you getting from them about you? Are you their go-to person? If so, are you the go-to person that they come to because they believe that you are the person with answers that could help guide them or be there for them? Are you the go-to person because you're the flunky and they know you'll do it? They take advantage of you. So you have to look at all of that. What kind of feedback are you getting in your everyday living? And when you can put a finger on that and kind of put a picture to it, and now you see exactly the kind of feedback you're getting, this is universal feedback. This is the universe telling you, hey, you've got some great things about you, but there's some shifts that you need to make. there are some things that you need to let go of. There are some things that you need to perhaps change or evolve into, because it's already in you to do that. That's why you picked the goals that you picked, because something is prompting you to grow. Something is prompting you to go for the highest and best in your life, which means you're going to have to shift your vibrations. And of course, you'll know if they've shifted by what you're getting back. So you want to determine if you need to elevate the various levels in your life, wherever you're headed, whatever the goal is, determine if you need to go to a higher way of thinking, a higher way of being, and connect to people who are on that level that will allow you to grow. Now, you may kind of feel a little bit inadequate in the beginning because it's about growth. So they've already done the growing in that particular area of their life. And so you are learning from them so you can grow. And eventually the feelings of inadequacy, they go away. And so you want to determine where you need to elevate those levels. The other thing is, if you need help with making that shift, because you know that you need to make a shift, you just can't exactly see where you need to shift, what you need to shift into, then get the help that you need. And you may need help creating that plan, that positive, productive plan that allows you to be more proactive when it comes to your life, when it comes to your success, then you want to take steps to make that happen. That's the beautiful part about that. Now, as we wrap up for today, you guys, I just want to let you know, if you say, yeah, you know, I really need to be able to make that shift, then of course we're here for you at Designing Your Life Today. So you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get results. Check out our Power Achievers online coaching. Check out Goal Achievement Mastery for entrepreneurs. So you can check out everything that we have there for you. And we will help you to achieve those goals. Now, Power Achievers online coaching is really great for people who say, well, I work a job, but I want a promotion or I want something to be better. And this is not necessarily executive coaching. This is coaching for those of you that want to move up the ladder and get to that executive position. Usually our executive coaching is more one-on-one as opposed to group. And sometimes we do the group executive coaching, but they're already executives. So if you are looking to move up, you know, the Power Achievers online coaching is great for you. And you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get results, and you will see the Power Achievers coaching online, and you can click on that and you can get more information and decide if that's something that you want and need or something that's for you. Because we want to provide you with the tools that you need to get to where it is you want to be. And we want to help you with that. So you guys know that when you put out the right vibrations, when you put out reflections of success, then you are guaranteed to achieve every goal you set. And if you say not every goal, if I set a goal to become an elephant, that's not going to happen. Well, first of all, if you're putting out reflections of success, you're not going to set that goal. Okay. So, I just thought I would respond to that just in case you were thinking it. With that being said, you guys, listen, that's all I have for you on this magnificent Monday. And you know what? Just start reflecting success everywhere you go. Don't let anybody make you feel less than. Don't let anybody tell you how you should live your life and how things should be. Enjoy this magnificent day and do life with power.